Well, Charlie, I just spoke to Martin Carney earlier, and he was telling me that the mood in Mayo and the atmosphere was very low key. What's it like in the capital?
It's much the same. Like, the team have been in keeping a heads down policy for most of the 3 weeks since the Kerry game, and I know they've been in training camp. They've been preparing diligently. They do what they normally do. They train. They prepare as thoroughly as they can. They look at the videos of the opposition, and they look at their own videos and where they can improve their game. And I'm sure they'll come to Croke Park tomorrow. They'll be prepared. They'll be ready. They'll be firing on all cylinders. And we were hopeful that we'll do a back to back for the first time in what, 30 or 40 years.
Yeah. And what is it like for a Dublin player? Because it's obviously different than, say, a player from a country area. Say, you know, the Mayo players will be getting up this morning. They'll be preparing to head to Dublin. What is it like on the eve of a game? Do you meet up? Does the Dublin team meet up today?
Well, in the old days, we used to meet up on the day before the game, yeah, and have a bit of a kick about and a light session, a light stretching session. But I know the lads trained last night. They won't meet up today. They'll meet tomorrow at the meeting point, the Gibson Hotel, and they'll have a light meal before at about 12 o'clock, and then they'll head to Croke Park at about 2:30, and they'll be up there prepared.
Anyway, looking ahead to the game, tell me, does it concern you that Dublin are such raging hot favourites?
Well, it doesn't concern me too much, because ultimately it matters little what if you're favourites or not favourites. That's dictated by people's money, and there's more people in Dublin than there is in Mayo, so therefore more money is going to go on Dublin. What does sort of faze me slightly is that so much of the media are giving Dublin such a head start in this game. I think it's incredible. Mayo, yeah, have come in, you know, they haven't played their best football up to this. We're all saying they're due a good game and are a big game, and they may be, but they may not need to play well to win tomorrow. That's the nature of a one-on-one. However, I can't see them winning if they don't play well. I believe if Dublin play to the game at the same level as they played against Kerry, it'll be very, very, very difficult for Mayo to reach that level. But they are a team capable. They've hurt us before. Last year in the All-Ireland semi-final, there was two games they could have won and didn't, but we scraped through against that. Now, as I said, they're coming in here. They're one team that don't fear Dublin. A bit like Donegal, they don't fear Dublin because they put Dublin to the sword before, and I'm sure they feel they can do so again. And they'll come tomorrow, they'll come prepared, they'll have a game plan, they'll implement their game plan, and the fact they've made one change in their line-up of bringing in Tom Parsons, who I'm a huge fan of. I think he's a fantastic player. He doesn't get the recognition that his work rate deserves on the field of play, and him coming in tomorrow will even, you know, add to their team. So yeah, I'm concerned about the media being so heavily sided with Dublin, but I can assure you that the players would have been protected from all the media, all what's happening in both in television and elsewhere, and they will know nothing about what's being said. I'm sure they're aware of it, but they won't be taught. But they'll be told to ignore it by the management team.
And I suppose the fact that they may all have a good record against Dublin will probably be echoed time and time again as well.
Oh, absolutely! Like, I mean, if I was the Mayo manager, I'd be reiterating that to them again also, because I mean they've come to Dublin on many occasions and put up to Dublin. They beat us in 2012 in the semi final. They beat us in what was it, 2006, 2007, and they nearly put us to the sword last year. So they don't fear Dublin, and they know they have Dublin's number. They know they can compete with Dublin at every level on the field. Now they're coming tomorrow looking to play a big game, and maybe that's the way you should come to an All-Ireland final, not playing your best and playing your best on the day. And you and Donegal know exactly what it's like to do that, as you did it in 1992. So it maybe Mayo will take a few lessons from you.
Yeah, and tell me, there's a lot of people of the opinion that really, you know, Donegal were the last team to beat Dublin in the Championship, and that Dublin have learned an awful lot of lessons from that, and you know, that's what has made them to be what they are, probably one of the best teams ever.
I think you're right in that. I think that game in when you gave us the right hiding there a couple of years ago was something that really, really hurt us, because that was a game we were in control of up to about 10 minutes before half time, and suddenly we know Ryan McHugh came alive and woke up and destroyed us with his pace and his industry. But we've learned from that. They looked at it, and I do know for a fact that the following night of the game, the management team sat down and they went over the video time and time and time again to look at the mistakes they made and to make sure they'd never make the same mistakes again. Now, I don't think tactically that there's anything that Mayo can bring to the game that's going to faze Dublin, because they've seen it all, they've competed against it, and they've beat all the tactics that have been put in front of them. Mayo just have to come and play better football, compete with Dublin on a 15-15 basis. I think think if they put Kevin McLaughlin in as a sweeper, they're signing their own death warrant, because if they allow Keane O'Sullivan free reign in the number six position, he'll just cut off his supply into the full forward line, and he'll deprive them of a huge part of their scoring potential. So I think they need to go toe to toe with Dublin. Each man has a job to do. It's a one on one situation. You win your individual battle, and let everybody else win theirs. And if you win eight or nine of them, you'll win the game.
Jim Gavin has named the team unchanged from the team that was named and started, the team that started against Kerry. I suppose, first of all, will that be the team, do you think?
Well, we haven't started a team that we've chosen in any of the championship fixtures this year, and I expected Jim to name an unchanged team for this game, and I think it will remain unchanged. I think it'll be the one time we actually play with the team that's selected. I think it's an excellent football team in regards they're so well balanced. When you look at the likes of Paddy Andrews to me was probably deprived of an All-Star last year when I thought he deserved one, but he can't get into this team. He's on the bench and he's just willing to come on. We have Paul Mannion, another superstar in the making, we believe, who's just primed and ready to be introduced with 10, 15 minutes to go to add the skill set that he has to the game. And in defence, we've Eric Lowndes and we've Michael Fitzsimons to come in. So I think this team, as I said, is the best team we've ever produced. I think it will play as selected. I think he has the strength on the bench to come in, if required and when required, to get the job done and get the ball over the line.
Best Dublin team ever?
Yeah, no, I said it 2 years ago that they had the potential to become the best team ever, and I thought when they won last year and what they've done in the National League, winning four in a row, all the Leinster titles they've won, although the currency of a Leinster title is probably a bit devalued now because they've been so dominant. But yeah, I think they're the best team ever, and I think tomorrow they'll undoubtedly prove that with four All-Irelands, which is the way you do prove it. The team of the 70s won three, this will make four for them, and I think that will, you know, put it beyond the argument that they are the best team that we've ever produced.